Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And if you'd like to have your small business profiled on this podcast, shoot me an email. Let's talk. gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, the husband and wife who turned free workout videos into a multi-million dollar business, and how a pizza joint in Oregon generated tons of free publicity for itself. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Well, we'll start with this. One of the nation's hottest gyms isn't actually a gym, and it's free. How do you create a product for free, but turn it into a multi-million dollar operation with a growth rate of 20%? Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Bachman has the story of an online workout company run by a husband and wife team of personal trainers. Rachel, tell us about it.
Well, the company is called Fitness Blender, and they also have a website, but the YouTube site is where many people find them. They have more than 4 million subscribers now. It's a 7-year-old company. It's really run almost entirely by a married couple, Kelly and Daniel Seegers. They live north of Seattle. And in the wake of the financial crisis, they started creating full-length workout videos, putting them on YouTube. At the time, it was quite unusual. Most people didn't put up free content like that in the fitness industry. And it slowly and steadily grew until the point now where they're the top site, top fitness site on YouTube.
How about that? So are traditional gyms that charge memberships starting to shake in their boots? I mean, now you can, you know, at home just do a workout for free watching a video online.
Well, I should say, certainly there are a lot of places, studios, especially high-end gyms that are very popular and growing. However, I have done stories in the past that show that there is a siphoning off of dollars away from traditional gyms, especially big box gyms that are kind of mid-priced. People feel like they don't get enough value out of them in a lot of cases. And in some cases, I talked to several people who said they either never belonged to a gym or they've quit their gym and they just do these workouts at home.
Mm. All right. So there are lots of workout videos, obviously, online. Why do the ones that the Seegers put out seem to really resonate?
That's a great question. I think their strength, ironically, is what they don't put in the videos. It's just either Kelly or Daniel or both of them against a white background. There's no music, so there's no music to annoy you or to have the video sound or look dated. There's just a countdown clock and a couple of graphics that show you what exercise is coming next. Fairly basic moves, you know. There's not like dancing, they're, you know, like Zumba type workouts, so they're fairly unisex. And people seem to really respond to them.
Hmm. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Bachman. She's in a feature on Fitness Blender, which is this this empire that's quietly risen on YouTube. All right, so you said these videos are free. Then how do Mr. and Mrs. Seegers make money?
Another good question. Since everything on their site is free, they actually sell workout plans and eating plans. They cost between $6 and about $25. But even those, the workout plans consist entirely of videos that you can get free on their site. Some people still like to buy them to get a plan for, you know, the next 4 weeks or the next 8 weeks. They don't have to pick their own videos every day. But all the content is free there. Certainly when you amass a following like 4 million people, you're generating significant income from ads on YouTube and on their website. So that's another big source of income as well.
It's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Bachman. Coming up next, an Oregon pizza shop generates
Free Buzz.
The powerful performance and incredible battery life of new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors empower small business employees to do their best work, wherever work takes them. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors and price match guarantee mean you'll always get the best deal on the right solution tailored to your business needs. Powerful PCs are just the beginning of a great partnership. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to contact the Dell Small Business Advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Hey, when shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. A restaurant in Oregon has created a pizza using more than 100 different types of cheeses. Scotty's Pizza Parlor concocted the Centuono Formaggio, or 101 cheese, as part of its Portland Pizza Week. The restaurant said it was inspired by the 99 Formaggio, or 99 cheese pizza, from the 2014 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. UPI says the pizza features whole milk mozzarella, a shredded 55 cheese blend, 36 soft cheeses, and a blend of 9 grated dry cheeses, provided by Greg Hessel of Cowbell Cheesemonger. There's part skim mozzarella inside the crust. Customers were able to sample up to 2 slices of the unique pizza for $2 a slice or purchase a whole pie for $16. Owner Scotty Rivera says the goal was to make it taste like a regular slice of cheese pizza. With the first bite, he says you don't know what to expect, so you can almost mistake it for a regular slice. Then he adds, you chew a little more, and you start to get a lot of character. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.